First of Chronicles, chapter 1. Well, here on up to chapter 9, you've got a load of genealogies, lists of names, and it can all seem pretty boring. But I do suggest that as you mature in your faith, you do at some point have a look at these and go through them. But for now, I just want to talk generally. We're not going to read all this list of names, just want to make a couple of points from each chapter. Now, first of all, why have we got all this here? I suggest that these genealogies were written up whilst Judah were in exile, and they'd been there, Babylon, for 70 years, turned into Persia, and they were assimilating with the world around them. And I think the faithful priests and scribes like Ezra didn't want the people to assimilate. They wanted to explain to them where you've come from. And therefore, these genealogies were worked out. And also, they were going back to the land, and they'd all got a bit jumbled up as to who they were. And there were not very many Levites around, and there weren't any people who were really well qualified to be the high priest, because not all of the priests could prove their descent. So it became important to have this list of genealogies. Now, the lesson from that, I think, is that we also can easily get assimilated into the world in which we live, and we need to remember where we came from, and to see that God has worked through history right up to my point. You might have heard it said, history is bunk, and it may be, or it may just be of passing fascination, value, interest, but biblical history is different. The point is that God knew us from the foundation of the world, and he has worked up to the point where you and I were born, and we were born for this moment, we were born for this time. There were good works prepared from the foundation of the world that we should do them. And God has been preparing that, and then we were born, just at the right time in God's purpose. And I think the idea of these genealogies was to help the exiles who were assimilating into the world around them to realize that, no, I'm special. I do have a place in God's purpose and plan that's been developed all down the generations up to little me. Now, looking at more detail here, in verse 29 and onwards, you've got, for example, the children of Ishmael. And you will notice that there are 12 tribes that came out of Ishmael. Well, God's purpose went through Isaac, not through Ishmael. But all the same, Ishmael appeared as a kind of mirror of Israel, the true Israel. There were 12 tribes in the true Israel, and there were 12 tribes in Ishmael's sons. And I think the idea is that the ways of the world sort of create a fake kingdom. You remember when Hezekiah is surrounded in Jerusalem, and the Assyrians, Sennacherib and Rabshakeh, come and say, "No, surrender to us and we'll take you away to a land like your own, and you'll sit every man under his own vine and fig tree," quoting the words of the prophets about the future kingdom of God, saying that, look, you can have a kingdom of God now if you give in to us. This is the same reasoning, really, of the serpent in the Garden of Eden. You can just take one grab, one snatch, and you'll get the nature of God. And that wasn't, of course, the case. And so we're living in a world that is offering us a fake kingdom, just as there was a fake Israel, the 12 tribes of Ishmael. And I think the idea is that we are to see that. We are to see through that. You see advertising and media pushing you to believe that you can buy this pension scheme, you can buy this health scheme, you can buy this medicine, you can buy this car, and you will have this wonderful life. You will have this life of sitting, drinking, watching the sun go down over the beach, and you will have this amazing life if you buy our product. This is all another form of this, offering us a fake kingdom. And yet when Jesus comes back, the kingdoms of this world will become the kingdoms of our Lord and of his Christ. And you've got to realize that. And all through biblical history, you see this, the kind of the fake kingdom of God being offered. And as I say, the 12 tribes of Ishmael are like, as I say, a kind of a fake kingdom of God, a fake Israel.